The threats of terrorism and school shootings have prompted the state of California to consider allowing high school students to carry cellular phones and pagers on campus. Some teachers worry that it could disrupt their classrooms. Others say it's important for students to be able to reach their parents quickly in an emergency. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
Last year in San Diego County, there were shootings at two high schools within a month of each other. In both instances, thousands of panic-stricken parents rushed to the chaotic scene because they weren't able to get in touch with their kids to find out if they were okay. Jordan Rocher is a senior at Sweetwater High School in National City, a year-round school just south of San Diego. He wants to carry a cellular phone in his backpack.
We should have them in case of emergency because you never know what's going to happen. I don't see any problems. If it's like turned off during class, then I think they should be able to have one.
Rocher says some of the 2,300 students at Sweetwater secretly carry their own cell phones, partly because there are only three pay phones on this expansive campus. Business technology teacher Joe Hazard says so far her classes haven't been interrupted by any errant ringing, but she says the chances are much greater if more students have phones.
You work really hard to maintain your control and discipline in the classroom to create a learning environment, so it would definitely affect the learning environment of the classroom if they're going off. That'd be unacceptable.
Still, Hazard and nearly all of the teachers at Sweetwater are supportive of the bill in the California legislature that would permit students to carry cell phones and pagers. It would be up to each school district to determine the rules of their usage, such as turning them off during class or putting the ringers on vibrate. Sweetwater principal Ralph Morup says it's important the gadgets don't disrupt the classroom.
We're an information-rich society. But the relationships still have to occur. The teacher still needs to hold instruction. In order to have this happen, you cannot keep others from learning.
14 years ago, California banned students from carrying pagers. Then people feared gangs and drug dealers. But San Diego County School spokesman Jim Esterbrooks says those concerns have subsided.
Times have changed, and it's hard to expect students and families to give up means of communication that's now as well established as cell phones are.
The bill that would permit students to carry cell phones has sailed through the California legislature with only one dissenting vote. The measure will likely soon be on the desk of Governor Gray Davis. His spokesman, Steve Maviglio, says the governor hasn't decided yet whether he'll sign the bill. But Maviglio says students should be able to call their parents in emergencies like school shootings.
As more and more kids get their own cell phone, I think it makes sense for them to be able to use it in situations like that. I'm sure the governor also will take into consideration some of the concerns about an abuse of a cell phone in school, too.
Back at Sweetwater High School, Principal Mora says he doesn't think kids will abuse the privilege.
I believe that students, if we give them the responsibility, they will rise to the task.
The governor has until August 31st to sign the bill into law. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in National City, California.